But the actor went mainly because in between like meetings or calls, we basically try catch up on like reps or push-ups, and I do a bit of lyra or pole during the course of my day.
I skip a lot. The other day I challenged myself to skip for 10 Ks.
But then the interesting part is when we want to treat ourselves, like to Netflix or something, we end up wearing just our underwear.
If I'm guaranteed that I will not be seen, I'm probably gonna look a hot mess. My hair is gonna be in a messy bun. I'm gonna have on sweats, my glasses, no jewelry, no makeup. But I still feel like I'm ringing the fire.
Hey guys, welcome to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and today I'm going to share with you why the clothes you wear, even when at home in quarantine, can impact your professional delivery. Wait, before you log out, this is serious science and it will change the way you look at clothes forever. In a moment, I'll share with you research about a concept called enclosed cognition, which proves that clothes impact how our bodies and brains systematically process information. Perhaps this is the reason why we ask school children, faced with a tough assignment, to put your thinking cap on. By the way, what are you wearing while working from home? During the COVID-19 global pandemic, the world is somewhere between social distancing and total lockdown. We know based on pandemics in the past, from the 1664 bubonic plague, when the first ever quarantine occurred, to the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. We will turn the page and get past this. But one thing is for sure, many more people will be working from home, and in the short term, most all of us will be working from home. And the question is, does how you dress while working from home matter to the proficiency and delivery of your work? Before I share what science has to say, I reached out to you on social media, and here's what you had to say about how you dress while in quarantine.
Hi, Timothy. Hope you're well. When I wake up in the morning, I definitely get dressed for work. It's a lot more casual than I would if I know I'm going into the office or having a meeting, but I do get dressed. I believe that that in the act of dressing up, we as humans, we are mentally preparing ourselves for what's to come. If I'm expecting video interaction during the day, I put in a little more effort, but I wouldn't suit up for it. I think especially now during this lockdown period, people are expecting a certain level of casual dressing because we all are working from home and people are a lot more understanding. So you don't also want to look like you're trying too hard. So I wouldn't get as formally dressed as I would normally.
Hi, Timothy. So my go-to virtual look for meetings during this lockdown session typifies my Gemini personality and my desire to do the unconventional. So I typically start from the bottom up. Depending on how I feel on the day, it could range from sneakers to flip-flops or brightly colored heels, and then work my way to the top, pairing that with either sweatpants or jeans and my favorite slogan tee, black blazer, statement earrings, and a lip color to match. What I also try to do is ensure that the background for those virtual meetings speaks to my personal brand. So incorporating props, beautiful posters or imagery in the background is what I also try to pull into those sessions.
Hi, Timothy. Spusiso here. So for me, what I realized that initially in the beginning, I was kind of like, I changed my routine a bit. So I wasn't waking up at the same time. I was getting to my, to my lounge and opening up my laptop and really not focusing so much in terms of how I'm dressing. And I found that it was negatively impacting how I am able to be productive in the day. So I kind of like switched it quite quickly. I still maintain my old routine. I wake up, I exercise, I take a shower, and I actually, put on consciously dress. So I don't just put on whatever, but I consciously dress.
The answer to your question is it depends. If I know that I'm going to be seen on video, this is a video conference, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to do my hair, do my makeup, put on jewelry, put on a nice dress or a suit. If I'm guaranteed that I will not be seen, I'm probably going to look a hot mess. My hair is going to be in a messy bun. I'm going to have on sweats, my glasses, no jewelry, no makeup. But I still feel like I'm bringing the fire. And I'm bringing 120%. I'm going to get it done. I don't feel like the dress affects my mindset at all.
Hi, Tim. 2 weeks ago, I did a video webinar for SAFCA, the South African Venture Capital and Private Equity Association. The webinar was on the lockdown regulations, which were recently published, so I had to make sure that my game was on point. I had to make sure that my hair was perfect, put on some makeup, crisp white shirt and a black blazer, and it really did put me in the zone.
Hey, Tim. What do I wear when I go downstairs to work? I actually wear sweats and leggings and just really, really comfortable clothes. I do make sure that I'm showered and done my yoga, etc., before I start working. So I'm not in my pajamas all day. Most of these video conferencing platforms like Zoom and Microsoft Teams and the like are not approved by Bank of America. So I actually don't have any video conferencing meetings.
So my philosophy around dress code for lockdown is keep it real, keep it raw. So I've been mostly leaning towards what I'm most comfortable in, which is tights and like baggy shirts and jerseys. In terms of makeup, it's been touch and go actually, but most instances actually not wearing any makeup. But I do tend to not like put my video on when I have Zoom calls and so forth. Sometimes I'm in my pajamas.
This is Thandeka Nomba Jinjinzama. Well, my dress up routine during this lockdown is very simple. I don't, bother myself dressing up really. I'm always in my comfortable clothing. I'm always in my tracksuits, my sweaters, my typical gym clothing, even though I don't gym at all lately. But I try and be as comfortable as possible. But however, when I do have virtual meetings, I try and step it up a bit. But that does not mean dressing up, but it means just looking presentable, for the next person that you'll be meeting with.
We're all aware that people treat us differently when we change our clothing. When I pop into a coffee shop after playing basketball versus when I'm wearing a power suit, both patrons and baristas treat me differently. Even if you struggle to morally come to terms with this, you can logically understand why this happens. But to think that changing our attire impacts our own minds, well, that seems like a much larger logical leap. Researchers from Northwestern University, Professors Hajo Adam and Adam Galinsky, were interested in this phenomenon and conducted a fascinating study that proved that what we wear does impact our own personal brain processing and ultimately how we behave. They call this effect enclosed cognition. Their research picks up from a similar concept called embodied cognition, which details how bodily sensations influence our thoughts and emotions. Basically, if you move your body to a position of power or contort into a sad position, then your hormones could begin shifting and making you feel more sad or powerful. The classic study that demonstrates this is the smile study that shows that even when you are sad, by forcing yourself to smile, the shift in your face causes the flow of smile chemicals, chemicals like serotonin, oxytocin, the feel-good chemicals, and you begin to feel better. Back to Adam and Galinsky's enclosed cognition study. They conducted an experiment featuring 99 students. A third were asked to wear a doctor's coat, another third wore a coat from a painter, and the final participants wore their normal clothing. At the beginning of the research, the participants were asked to write a short essay about the specific personal meaning of the coats they wore. They were then asked to complete detailed visual tests that had minor differences and asked to find the discrepancies and write them down. Those wearing the doctor's coat found more of the differences, ultimately performing better on the test. The story that came from the coat impacted their personal psychology, altering their cognitive ability. Yes, those wearing doctor's coats outperformed those who were wearing a painter's coat and regular clothing. The doctor's infused discipline had a major impact on them. These type of studies have been repeated and there are many variations, but one thing is clear. Clothing that has more professional and structured meaning to you will trigger the more disciplined networks in your brain, alerting you to perform as such. No one would expect you to perform the same in lingerie as you would in a well-pressed polo shirt. Linda Grant wrote in The Thoughtful Dresser, "Clothes as text, clothes as narration, clothes as story, clothes as the story of our lives. And if you were to gather all the clothes you have ever owned in all of your life, each baby shoe and winter coat and wedding dress, you would have your autobiography." Grammy Award winning artist Robin Fenty, better known as Rihanna, said, "When I cut my hair, the whole sound changed. My style changed." If Rihanna's haircut got her a Grammy, perhaps taking your style more seriously while working from home could lead to more productivity. The key is knowing which clothes signal professional to you. For everyone, that can be slightly different. I'd like to close this episode with a colleague, a personal image consultant, Sky Mendez, who's framed as a mindful stylist.
So I find that getting dressed for work under Corona times, or COVID-19 as everyone's calling it, I find that mindset is everything. So it just depends on what my activities are for the day in terms of work. If I'm going to have Zoom meetings, I'm definitely dressing up professional head to toe, because it sets my posture, it sets my physiology for those meetings, and then I get the required outcomes from it. If I'm going to spend a day of being creative and kind of creating content for either my podcast or my online course that I want to be starting, then I have a more relaxed feel to me, but I still dress my tone. So whatever the outcome it is that I'm trying to get out of the day, I dress for the day. It's almost like dressing for your audience, to build rapport with your audience. I always dress to get the desired outcome. If I'm going to be exercising for the first hour, I'm going to be dressing in my sexiest exercise clothes, because yes, one always needs to be sexy, and to be sexy you need to feel sexy. Everything's about feeling and emotion, so I always dress the feeling before the occasion. And I find I'm seeing a lot of professional people online, they're getting on the Zoom meetings and everything else, sort of being half done, and they have the attitude that it's okay because we're under lockdown. It's not okay. When you're operating in a professional environment, you still have to deliver a professional outlook, a professional mindset, and professional results. So therefore, always dress for the occasion as if you're building rapport with your respective audience. It's very easy to be laid back and relaxed during these times and think, oh, well, it's just a Zoom meeting, and oh, well, we're all going through the same thing. But remember, out of past COVID-19, we still all want to achieve, we still all want to be able to inspire and serve others, and the best way to do that is by firstly serving ourselves.
All the best as you guys quarantine. Please rate us and share this episode with someone you care about. A huge thanks to everyone who sent in voice notes. It really means a lot. Stay healthy and safe. Until next time.